This is Northern Sky Talk, giving you a northern perspective on the night sky. I'm Carol, broadcasting to you from Europe. Imagine a sky where you can never see Sirius, and only the upper half of Orion is sometimes barely visible above the southern horizon. Welcome to Central Europe around 12,000 BC. We owe this almost magical opportunity to see exotic constellations to the phenomenon called precession. If we moved back in time to around 12,000 BC, our north star would be Vega, and we would end up losing such familiar sights as Sirius and even Orion's belt. However, we would also gain such constellations as the Southern Cross, Phoenix with nearby Achernar, and even have the small Magellanic Cloud just peeking over the horizon. Even though we cannot venture back in time to see the European sky like this, we may one day find artifacts created by some ancient culture who did. Also, the very ancient Indian epic Mahabharata mentions Vega slipping from its high position in the sky to become the pole star. Coming back to the present, in May the Southern Cross is getting reasonably visible around 10 PM, starting at latitude 20 degrees north in places such as Mexico or India. However, if you would like to see the small Magellanic Cloud as well, it is advisable to travel closer to the equator, at least as far as Cayenne in French Guiana or Brazil, where you can easily enjoy the wonders of both northern and southern skies. In May, you can still view Saturn after sunset, slowly sinking from an altitude of about 50 degrees as seen from Europe, or slightly more than 40 degrees as seen from Cape Town. It is worth trying to get a last good shot at the rings, since we are slowly closing in for a ring plane crossing, which is due to occur on the 4th of September 2009. In the meantime, Mars is slowly approaching Saturn in the sky, and the two are going to be closest on the 10th of July. Then, on the 4th of September 2008, Saturn will enter solar conjunction and the show will be over this season with the planet reappearing on the other side of the sun later this year. By the time of its next opposition on the 8th of March 2009, we are going to see really narrow rings. And because the closing rings are also reflective, its overall brightness is going to be considerably fainter. However, the moons will pop up more easily with less glare from the planet. The Moon will appear close to Mars on the 10th of May, followed by Saturn on the 12th and Jupiter on the 24th. While taking a look at that, do not forget to examine the surface of the Moon itself. There is a certain aspect of art and adventure when you try to explore the wonderful places you can see there. If you really want to test the resolving power of your equipment, try it on the western rim of Mare Crisium in the vicinity of the crater Proclus, where you can see a feature resembling a gate formed by two facing mountain-ridge promontories called Lavinium and Olivium. Some observers reported an illusion of seeing the so-called O'Neill's Bridge connecting them. Try seeing that live through your telescope when the Moon is 4 or 18 days old. A much easier feature available to binoculars of all sizes is Mons Piton. It casts a very sharp, long shadow, and it will seem ridiculously steep when you view it on a 7 or 22-day-old moon. But it in fact elevates only 2,250 meters above the plane of Mare Imbrium and is rather spread, with base diameter of about 25 kilometers. When the moon is near full, try Messier and Messier A, a pair of craters about 10 kilometers each, accompanied by a double trail resembling a tail of a comet. Another feature whose steepness is strongly enhanced by shadows is Rupes Recta. It is 120 kilometers long and its maximum height reaches about 300 meters, with a true steepness of only 41 degrees. 8 days after new moon, it can easily be seen as a black line. However, when the moon is 23 days old, the wall becomes very reflective and turns white. This podcast was recorded on the 2nd of May, 2008. The PodSafe music used for today's show was created by Solace. Take the best of care and clear skies.